House lawmakers last night gave their tentative approval of the proposed $22.2 billion state budget. Debates over these spending bills tend to be hard-fought partisan affairs, but a strange thing happened with this budget. The House seemed to be hit with a bout of congeniality. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
These days, the bar for what is considered a truly bipartisan bill is pretty low, but the House budget was truly passed in a bipartisan way. The vote was 103 to 12. 30 Democrats voted for the budget, the most since Republicans took over the chamber in 2011. Representative Marvin Lucas of Cumberland County was one of them.
Overall, the document does a lot of good things.
The budget would give teachers an average raise of 4%, focused mostly on mid-career educators. It provides a 1.6% cost of living increase in benefits for state retirees. It fully funds student enrollment in all public schools and increases the standard income tax deduction. Despite efforts to add amendments to the bill, it also keeps a sales tax cap in place for luxury boats and private airplanes and continues to fund the state's portion of the I-77 toll lane project. Debate revolved around the $300 million Republicans want to put into the state's rainy day fund. House Minority Leader Larry Hall argued that money could do much more good being spent rather than being saved. He used a home repair analogy to make his point.
So our roof has a hole in it. We're not going to repair the roof. We're going to wait until we have to replace the roof.
Here's how Republican Nelson Dollar, the chief budget writer in the House, responded.
Whenever the next recession comes, we do want to make sure that we have sufficient funds so that we are not faced with choices of greater tax increases or cuts to critical services in this state.
Later today, the House will hold its final vote on the budget. It is expected to easily pass. Then it heads over to the Senate for consideration. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.